A jury made its decision about the man who killed 5 people at a newspaper office. He attacked the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland in 2018, and the jury says he is criminally responsible. NPR's Chris Benderev was in the courtroom.
Jared Ramos had already pleaded guilty. So the question for the jury was, did mental illness make him unable to, quote, appreciate the criminality of the killings? His defense attorneys said yes. They said he had multiple mental disorders and had lost his grip on reality. But the prosecution said it wasn't about mental illness. Ramos had been furious at the Capital Gazette after it published a column about his conviction for harassing a woman. Here's state's attorney Ann Colt Leitis.
And I think the problem is that a lot of people hear this crime and think, you must be crazy to commit this kind of crime. But he wasn't. It was all about revenge.
Prosecutors also pointed to Ramos's intricate planning as evidence that he knew what he was doing. For example, before the attack, he barricaded the newsroom exit, trapping employees. He shot and killed John McNamara, Wendy Winters, Rob Hyacin, Gerald Fishman, and Rebecca Smith. This trial has been delayed several times since 2018. But on Thursday, it took the jury less than 2 hours to reach a verdict. They denied the insanity defense, meaning he'll go to prison instead of a psychiatric facility. After, John Sanfelice, the father of one of the newsroom survivors, spoke to reporters.
And I want to thank the state's attorneys for what they've done. 3 hard years. 3 hard years. We've suffered. And they put an end to our suffering. Thank you.
Sentencing will take place later this year. The state's attorney is seeking 5 life sentences without parole. Chris Benderev, NPR News, Annapolis.